Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of Gemini prompts for thumbnails, and it's looking more promising than ever for 2025. That's right. So let me break this down for you. You know, there's been this misconception that AI image generators are just terrible at handling text, especially when it comes to thumbnails. A lot of folks think you'll end up with some sort of garbled mess of letters, right? Yeah, I can see how that would be a huge turnoff, but you're saying that's changed? Exactly. With tools like Gemini 3 and Nano Banana Pro, we've seen some major advancements. These models now don't just guess at text, they actually render it just the way you ask. It's pretty wild. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So if I wanted a YouTube thumbnail with specific text, I could get a decent result without spending hours tweaking it? Exactly. I mean, the speed and accuracy are remarkable. We're talking full resolution thumbnails generated in about 5 to 6 seconds. That's a massive improvement from the old slot machine effect where you'd hit generate and just hope for the best. Wow. That's a game changer. So what exactly is a Gemini prompt thumbnail? Well, when I mention Gemini prompts thumbnails, I'm referring to using Google's latest models to create ready-to-use thumbnails for platforms like YouTube. It's all about saving time while maintaining control over the design elements. That sounds super efficient. How does it handle text specifically? Because like you said, that used to be a nightmare, right? Right, if you've tried adding text to AI images in the past, you know how frustrating it can be. But with the new Gemini 3 Flash models, you can treat your prompt like a design brief. You can specify the font, color, and even the placement of the text. So instead of saying, add some text, I can say, put bold yellow text saying versus right in the center. Exactly. The more specific you are, the better the results. You won't have to export it to Canva or Photoshop anymore just to add a title. That's a real time saver. Speaking of time, I heard you mention someone you know who cut down their thumbnail creation time significantly. What was that about? Yes, a buddy of mine runs a digital marketing agency, and they used to spend 8 to 10 hours a week just creating variations of thumbnails. By switching to this new workflow with Gemini, they've cut that down to about 2 to 3 hours a week. And their output jumped from 50 to 120 variations monthly. That's a huge difference. So it seems like the key here is being really specific with prompts, right? Absolutely. If you're vague, you're just rolling the dice. The more detail you provide, the sharper your results will be. Makes sense. What are some of the best strategies for using Gemini prompts for thumbnails in 2025? A big part of it is understanding that the AI can break down tasks for you. For instance, if you have a high-level goal, like creating content for social media, it can help organize everything. The key features of Nano Banana Pro are designed for high-quality image creation, especially with legible text. I love that. So it's really about efficiency and effectiveness, blending both for better content. Exactly. And let's not forget about multimodal prompting. You can upload a photo and give the AI both an image and a text prompt at the same time. Imagine telling it to use your photo, but place you in a futuristic cyberpunk city. That sounds so cool. And it seems like the potential for creativity is almost endless with these tools. For sure. But I do see common mistakes people make. The biggest one? Giving up after just one prompt. Sometimes you need to refine it a bit. Oh yeah, it's like when you're trying to get the right angle for a selfie. You take a few until you nail it. Perfect analogy. And another mistake is overloading prompts with too much conflicting information. You've got to keep your main concept clear. Got it. So if I say minimalist style but then throw in explosions and confetti, the AI's going to be confused? Alex, exactly. And don't forget to specify text styles. Vague prompts might lead to unexpected results. It really sounds like the future of thumbnail creation is here. What's the takeaway for our listeners looking to get started? The goal is to let the AI handle 90% of the heavy lifting. Generate a bunch of ideas quickly, pick the best one, and then refine it. the tools are finally good enough that you can rely on them. So just open up that prompt box and start experimenting. That's the spirit. You might be surprised at how close it gets on the first try. Well, I'm excited to try this out for our next episode. Me too. And before we wrap up, I want to remind everyone that the tools available today are really powerful, so give them a shot. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.